This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've been taking this line upon line, precept upon precept. Last week we talked about the global warming hoax going from bad to worse. Then we started talking a little bit about the evolution theory and the theory it is and how it used to be illegal into this country and how it was implemented through Eisenhower back in the 50s. And I want to take it one more step today. I want to talk about the Bible, science now, and science then, and show you how the word has never changed. The Bible has not changed. I want to show you how man has changed and how it always reverts back to the Word of God. We're going to get to that, and if we have enough time, I want to get back to the last words, deathbed statements. Some of these are crazy. Like, for example, Thomas Jefferson still survives, said the second president of the United States of America. He said this on July 4th, 1826. And what's interesting to note, friends, is actually Jefferson had died earlier that same day. It's miraculous. It really is. You can call it coincidental all you want. What God does is not coincidental. It's appointed. So we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we do, I want to get over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to highlight some of the things that are going on in the United States of America. Again, that which the CIA media means to basically omit, okay, withhold. They're continuously diverting your attention away from what you need to know with the things that they want you to know. Ilhan Omar goes from frying pan into the fire with a call for federal ethics probe. Miss Omar appears to be a serial career criminal. What do you expect when someone swears in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and the Word of God? What do you expect when you allow these people to bring their culture in? What do you expect from a people that are not here to assimilate, but out of their own mouths? And they say this unabashedly, that they're not here to assimilate, they're here to conquer. What do you expect, America, from these people? And how is it that they've got into office? Don't complain about it, because you've allowed them to be there. Again, Ilhan Omar goes from frying pan into the fire with call for federal ethics probe. Miss Omar appears to be a serial career criminal. Of course, they're just acting out who they are. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. And what do? The same thing that their father does. Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know, friends, the millennials, those that were born after 1984, that's how they've labeled them, the younger generation, the up-and-comings, they're beginning to buck the system when it comes to this gay agenda that they're trying to shove down their throats. They're beginning to buck the system, friends. They're bucking the establishment that's trying to force the gay agenda literally down their throats. Why do they have to deal with it? Because the older generation have given a pass to the LGBTQ, whatever they want to call it, right? But if you go to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, you'll see bombshell, millennial embrace of LGBTQ dropping like a rock, of course. Of course. That's why they're threatened by what's going on, because people are awake to what's going on, and that's why they're using big tech companies to censor people like me, because the younger people want the truth while the older people are okay with what's going on, and they don't necessarily want the millennials, as they call them, to know the truth that exposes them for what, in fact, that they have left off. They have advocated and given a green light to what God calls an abomination. And the younger people are saying no to it. And I've shared this with you a million times, friends. In doing high school assemblies, you show the kids infanticide, you show them abortion, guess what? They're not for it. You begin to show them about what the homosexual sodomite agenda is all about, guess what? They're naturally not for it. And I can go, evolution, friends, the kids don't believe this. It's being forced down their throats, friends, by the federal government, who, again, are in fact illegally indoctrinating your kids if they're in a public school. And it's not just the kids, because they're doing it through the media as well. Someone just told me not too long ago, friends, that, Bradley, I don't think there's a show on television that doesn't have something to do with the gay agenda. Well, then shut it off. And when you shut it off, guess what? The sponsors are no longer going to pay for that show to be aired, because they see that you're rejecting it. That's how things work here, friends. That's how you defund things. Shut the television off. Also read 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among them. Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Or read James 4:4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? What is it that we don't understand, friends? It's a spirit of Antichrist. It's the spirit of the world that is promoting opposite in direct contrast to the Word of God. So, therefore, you are what you eat. What are you feeding on? Shut the television off. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim comments that the Minneapolis Star and Trib will not print. The Star and Tribune, they call it the Strib here. And it's interesting, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I noticed yesterday when we were in a grocery store that Keith Ellison, who mysteriously got into office, no voter and fraud intended, right, friends? Well, that's what's going on here majorly, and we all know it. And the fact of the matter is, we all know it, but how many are out there that are actually willing to stand against it? But Keith Ellison, the first representative of the 5th District in Congress in the state of Minnesota, who swore in on a Quran, mysteriously becomes the Attorney General. And along with him and Tim Walz, the governor from the state of Minnesota, folks, they're all about making this a sanctuary state. They're all about transgressing and committing treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, because they're not worried about what the people will do to them. Okay? Well, guess what he's doing? Keith Ellison, the attorney general, is out on an anti-hate campaign. He wants to stop the hate in the state of Minnesota in defense of guess who? Well, they're trying to advocate, friends, hate crimes concerning Islamophobia. They're trying to make it a hate crime to speak out against the crimes of the Muslims here in America. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. Robert Carrillo actually wrote the article, and it says, how about the 100 Somalis attacking and gang brawl at the Valley Fair amusement park last September? Is that a hate crime? Friends, there is no such thing as a hate crime, because all crime is motivated by hate, okay? Or how about the 2 Somali men who drove a vehicle onto the sidewalk to mow down 6 Minnesotans just one day after convicted former Minneapolis Police Department officer Muhammad Noor was sentenced to 12.5 years in prison for murdering 40-year-old Justin Damon on July 15th of 2017? Okay? Friends, the list goes on. Is that a hate crime? Folks, you need to understand, and I say this with empathy, friends, and urgency for you to understand. They're trying to use totalitarian methods to enforce government, which is contrary to law. They're using the law against the law. Either you deal with them or you lose your freedoms.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know about Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. Facebook is doing their thing again, friends, let me tell you. Oh, can I blow the trumpet loud enough for the American people to understand that your First Amendment is under attack? Do you understand that big tech companies do not have lawful authority to violate the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights? As a matter of fact, Congress doesn't. America is under attack like it's never been under attack. Read Matthew 13:35 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Shadow banning. Twitter is shadow banning. We just found out last week through Project Veritas, an insider from Google, driving traffic from conservatives, censoring conservatives, Christians. It's all aimed at the light, friends, because these people love the darkness. Read John 3:19 when you get a moment. You can also jump over to my YouTube channel if you'd like to, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. I'm looking now at our live chat, and it's interesting how the numbers are dwindling. And I was just told, friends, by the guy that runs the site that they're definitely playing with my back end. Why? Friends, Christians and conservatives, why are they being deplatformed? Not, by the way, not Christians that are compromising. Not conservatives that are compromising. Not those that are lukewarm, friends, that Jesus said he would spew them out of his mouth, that are cursed. Okay? Read Revelations 3 when you get a moment. Revelations 3, starting in verse 19. They're only attacking those that are telling you the truth. And what shows me that I'm nailing what I need to be nailing, friends, not through outside circumstance, but by the witness of the Holy Ghost first and foremost, but secondly, I can see who they're attacking. And they don't attack those that are going along with the global agenda. They're attacking anybody that would expose their incremental ways in a siege to take down and to overthrow and to conquer the United States of America. They're opposing them and they're censoring them and they're targeting them, friends, and they're demonizing them. Case in point. This is a side note. This is a free one. Just yesterday, someone told me to do a Google search on my name. And I did. And when I did a Google search on my name, there was four or five bad negative articles, which probably have 4 to 5 shares at most from the sites that Google picked up on and threw it on the front page of Bradley Dean. Folks, I literally have videos with hundreds of thousands of shares that aren't on the front page. I've been on the New York Times in a positive way. I'm not on the front page. I have to search for that. I was on none other than the Weekly Standard, friends. A national circulation. Okay? I have to dig for it if it's positive on Bradley Dean. But if it's negative, Google search has it up on the front. And it can be negative. All people want to say it's negative, but it's a positive for me because it's the Word of God. And they're opposed to the Word of God. And they're showing you that they're opposed to the truth that exposes them for their crimes. And P.S., this is why Jesus was crucified. Okay, so I did another search on a different outlet. It wasn't Google. And I just typed into my, I just typed my name in. I think it was Bing. All positive. All untouched. All accurate. Friends, do you understand what's going on here in your country? And I want to reiterate the point. They do not have a lawful stance to censor free speech. Period. As a matter of fact, we were told that it's a neutral outlet. And you know what puts the people back to sleep? This is important for people to know. What puts people back to sleep is a Trey Gowdy or a Daryl Issa or a Jason Chaffetz. Or the one I just seen recently, friends, was none other than Ted Cruz. And the highlight was from the said conservatives of the day. Watch Ted Cruz grill a CEO from Google. And I listened to the whole thing. And I'm thinking, this is a grilling? What he's doing, is it good? Yeah, it's good. But you know what's going to come of it, friends? Nothing. You want to know why Ted Cruz is grilling a CEO from Google? Which, by the way, they work hand in glove. Because they are there appeasing the American people. Just go back to sleep. Ted's got it this time. Where's the justice, America? How come these big tech companies haven't been lawfully dealt with yet? And notice the timing of the attacks under the administration of a good guy that has the power and the authority to enforce the laws. You know, I'm absolutely humored when I hear people say, well, you know, you got to give them some time. You got to give Trump some time. Time to do what? What, to create like 55 more unconstitutional policies concerning your gun rights? Like that? Is that what you're talking about? Or do you want to give them more time concerning how much funding, which is found in bills called pork and omnibus bills, where he's actually funded Planned Parenthood? Is that what more time you need? Because I see him doing the wrong thing, not the right thing. And what's interesting here, friends, is if you want to put this up to Barack Hussein Obama, which everybody wants to keep blaming for everything that he did, he only did what you let him do, America. And furthermore, Barack Hussein Obama is not the president of the United States of America. When is it that you people begin to take responsibility and begin to hold this current administration and his feet to the fire and demand justice concerning those that are persecuting him and attacking him, right? How come it took Barack Hussein Obama just one day? Matter of fact, even before he became the president, what did he say? I'm going to fundamentally transform America. And what did he do? The first day he began his attack. And for 8 years, I'm reiterating this point for you to hear it. And for 8 years, friends, guess what? The American people, all 325.7 million, not all of them, I guess, for the most part, all of them, let Barack Hussein Obama violate the Constitution over 1,167 times. And I, from my understanding, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's actually 150 more transgressions that were added to the already transgressions of Barack Hussein Obama. How come it didn't take Barack very much time? The first day. and we're into this brand new administration for 2 years now? What are you waiting for? No, it's an excuse because you're trying to save face, and this is why people don't respect you. This is why you have a left, because you're showing everybody how much of a hypocrite you truly are. That's the facts, friends. You know the word Torah? You know what the word Torah means? It means to point the finger. You know what the job of the preacher is? Is to point the finger. Not a broad brush, just talking to, well, maybe if it's you, or maybe if it's you over there, or maybe if it's you over there. No, a preacher prophetically by the Holy Ghost points his finger and he openly rebukes them that sin that others also may fear. That's what Torah means. That's one of the definitions. Okay? Just for the record. Okay, I'm still going on in this intro. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I wanted to highlight this, too. Speaking of which, line upon line, precept upon precept, you have handpicked presidential candidates. Do you see the candidates that the CIA-controlled media, mainstream media, is giving you, friends, today? Do you see this? The likes of none other than Joe Biden. How long has Joe Biden been exposed for his perversions? Do you think that he has any support of one American in this country besides his criminal kids? No, of course not. Is he a credible candidate for the presidency of the United States of America? No. Why are they putting him up as the opposition to Donald Trump? Because they're driving support to Donald Trump. That's why. What about Senator Elizabeth Warren? She endorses coup against Donald Trump, right? And she also said that that illegal border invasion shouldn't be against the law. Do you think the American people are going to vote for this lunatic, Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts? Absolutely not. What is she doing? She's driving support to Donald Trump. Until you understand the enemies in which you're dealing with, you're not going to get this. What of criminal Senator Kamala Harris, who recently said that she would assert Congress and unconstitutionally change gun laws? Do you think the American gun owners in this country and the majority of the American people easily hands down, do you think that they're going to vote for the likes of Senator Kamala Harris, who is a criminal? Read Article 2, Section 4. Of course not. What is she doing? She's driving support to Donald Trump. Now, I want you to understand something, friends. Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts says, listen, border invasion shouldn't be against the law. But it's interesting to note that she is put up as opposition, but behind closed doors, what does he do? He released 196,000 illegals back into the cities of America. What about Kamala Harris and gun control? It's interesting. 26 states have now passed 55 new gun control policies by a majority of Republican governors. Are you beginning to see how this works?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. The aftershocks continue in Southern California. Last night, a 7.1 quake, 11 times stronger than Thursday night's 6.1, shook in the same area, injuring several people and disrupting the Dodgers-Padres game. Here's how it sounded on Fox Sports San Diego.
You got another earthquake?
Yep, I think so.
Here we go.
Another earthquake.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Rolling.
Still going.
It resulted in water main breaks, structure fires, and a number of injuries.
I kind of had a picture frame instead of the lightning thing fall on me and stuff and shatter my whole entire jaw right here. And I had got cut. I was bleeding and stuff. I was like, you know what? No. We're getting out and stuff like that. And then my whole trailer was literally rocking. I thought it was going to tip over.
A few towns were left without water. The quake was felt as far away as Mexico and Las Vegas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I got, my gosh, can't even believe this. I just someone just posted this. Hagman and Hagman Report just did an event with them in Wisconsin. His oldest son, Joe Hagman's oldest son, just died of a heroin overdose at the age of 36 years old. The guy that we just seen, at the younger kid, just died. Just talked to Joe a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me what was going on. Gosh, friends, we just... life is so precious. We don't know. You know, just for the sake of staying this point, because this just came on line, Joe Hagman, Hagman and Hagman Report, his son, his oldest son, 36 years old, just died of a heroin overdose. Ten out of ten people die, friends. And we just, what is it, over 140,000 people every day die unexpectedly. You know, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow, friends. You know, the bottom line is we are all going to answer. You know, I was just putting this together earlier. But when you go to Acts 17:31, I want you to listen carefully. It says, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when I look at what Jesus said to his followers, I just thought of, you know, and I think about it. I thought about it in the past, and I think about it even now. It says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And then, of course, I think of Hebrews 9:27, and it says that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this to judgment. We're all going to bow our knees and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every single human being from the beginning of creation to the end of time. We're going to answer for it. Everything we've done here. And I'm going to tell you, the man that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be freed from sin. Martin Luther rightly said that. And I want to be so sanctified unto obedience by the power of the Holy Ghost, who comes in to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, Revelations 1:5. And to be set about the work of his hands by the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's a daily consecration, friends. I think of Revelations 20, verse 11 through 15, and it says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Listen to that. Also take that to Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. The heaven fled away. And the Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. It's better to judge ourselves now, friends, and to be chastised, than to be judged with the world. You know, King David used to set the judgments of God before him, that he wouldn't offend God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not offend thee. Lord, give us more grace in Jesus' name. Lord, regenerate us, renew us, perfect us for your glory. Let it be about your will and not ours. The will of the Spirit and not the will of the flesh. While we have, those that have ears to hear me and eyes to see me, if you're watching me, to do that which is well-pleasing in your sight, to know you, Father God, in Jesus' name, today. You know, oftentimes I tell people, I don't want to wait until I die to know whom I serve. Paul said, I know in whom I've served. I know in whom I have believed, Paul said. And so it is for us. I'm not going to sit on the radio and make a plea, friends, for you to come follow Jesus or give him a try. No, we don't give him a try. We serve him because we're out of gratitude, thankful for what he did for us. And we want to know who he is now. That's my prayer. It's good enough to know, you know, all of those clouds of witnesses, the John Bunyans, the Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley, Charles Finney, John Knox, the list goes on. Great, praise God for all of you guys. And the Bible says we're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. But it's another thing to know them for ourselves. Let that be our prayer. And let it be our prayer that we might be right with him here and now and know who he is here and now, rather than find out he was something outside of what we thought he was because we were told by someone that didn't tell us the truth. No, let's read the Word of God and know for ourselves. I'm going to take Misty Edwards out of Tennessee. Misty Edwards. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Okay. We're going to move on here. Crazy stuff happening in our world. Crazy stuff happening in our world, friends, big time. Our condolences go out to Joe Hagman, by the way. And we are truly sorry to hear this. Alrighty, I'm going to get to one of these topics that I said we'd get to today. I said we would get to the Bible, science now and science then, just to show you that the Word of God has never changed, and it shows you how man wants to change and try it himself until he gets in trouble, and then he turns, which is good. He repents, that's what the word means, to turn. And he returns back to the God that he shouldn't have departed from in the beginning. But the Bible tells us the earth is a sphere, right? Science now, the earth is a sphere. But did you know that science back in the day, century ago, 2 centuries ago, 3 centuries ago, taught that the earth was a flat disk? I don't know how they came up with that, but okay. And by the way, I see a lot of talk about this going on even today, that the earth is flat. But the Bible says that the earth is a sphere. Isaiah 40, verse 22. The Bible, incalculable number of stars. Science then said that there was only, a couple centuries ago, said that there's only 1,100 stars. Really? Whoa! That's craziness. But science now tells us that there is an incalculable number of stars. So it agrees to the Word of God, of course. That's found in Jeremiah 33, verse 22. The Bible tells us free float of the earth in space. This is found in Job 26, verse 7. Science then used to teach us that the earth sat on a large animal. What? The earth sat on a large animal. It's like a bunch of Hare Krishnas, friends. They serve millions of gods. Gods that they have created to suit their sins. It's a violation of the second commandment in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. The list goes on. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sins, nor bow down thyself to serve them. So the Bible tells us that there's free float of earth in space. In Job 26, verse 7, science used to teach earth sat on a large animal. Science now teaches us, free float of earth in space. Just like the Bible says. Men are fools for their pains, aren't they? I wish they would get embarrassed a little bit sooner than they do. The Bible teaches creation made of invisible elements. Hebrews 11, 3. Science used to teach that science was ignorant on the subject. Okay, science now teaches creation made of invisible elements, atoms. All right. Oh, my goodness. Just common sense comes into place, right? Hey, friends, if you ever get into the position where you just don't know, that sometimes is a good place for you to be. You know why? Because it shows you that God is in control of everything. And guess what? He does know. It makes Him our Creator. It makes Him our Father. And a lot of times when you're a little kid and you're growing up, you want to know everything. You know, you ask your parents everything that you think you're going to have to know in life. But a parent really can't give everything to a kid that he might need in life when he grows up. Right? That's why we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways we acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. Proverbs 3:5. Right? So again, it's a good place sometimes to be. I don't like being there neither, but it's a good place to be when we have to wait. It's like this. You know, oftentimes we pray. He said, believe that you'll receive in His will, not your will, and you will receive those things that you prayed for. Okay? It's like getting a package. If I order something from, let's say, a foreign country, and I order something and they tell me it's going to be here in 8 days, they assured me that it's going to be here in 8 days. Does it matter to me as to how they get that package to my house within the 8 days allotted? Absolutely not. And it's so it is with the things of God. Trust that He's going to bring it because He promised that He would bring it. Right? So in saying that, friends, we need to sometimes just sit back and trust Him and let Him do what He knows to do best. And we should do the things that we know to do best, too, is entrusting in Him in the will of God. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just wanted to give a shout out to our friend Joe Hagman. Hagman and Hagman, his son. I just seen this during the 30-minute mark on the radio show here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that his son, 36 years old, we just did an event with him a couple months ago in Wisconsin. Him and his son showed up. And his son OD'd on heroin, 36 years old. In just a couple weeks, they're expecting a baby, and now Joe's gone. And I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that we are not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. And we need to cherish those that we have with us. This is everybody, friends. Because, again, the Bible says that no man is able to save his soul alive. We're all going to answer to him on that day. It's best for us to repent and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22, verse 37. And the only thing I'm sorry for concerning Joe Hagman is I wasn't there. And as I said, I just seen him a couple months ago. Matter of fact, Joe Hagman just sent me over a brand new commercial for our show just 3, 4, 5 days ago. Let's get back to this real quick. We got one more segment left talking about how the Bible teaches us what we should stick to, how science now agrees to the Word of God and science then didn't. And by the way, science is the study of creation. And it absolutely, I'm embarrassed for them because they unabashedly go on with their pride. The Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. But they're, folks, they think they stand by attempting to study creation, God's creation, and then they want to remove God and take it unto themselves that they discovered his. If people would just put two and two together, they would look at how foolish many scientists are today. They want to remove God from their discovery of what God created. It's ridiculous. And I'm proving the point even now. The Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 15, 41, forgive me, each star is different. Science then, centuries ago, used to teach all stars were the same. And in some cases, a century ago. Okay? Science now teaches us each star is different. But the Bible teaches us light moves. Job 38:19 through 20. Science then used to teach light was fixed in place. Science now adheres and agrees and is complicit to the Word of God, subject to the Word of God. Light moves. You know, the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. Isn't it interesting that we can get on an airplane and we've never met the pilot before, and we'll let them take us up to 35 to 36 to 37,000 feet without even questioning his credibility. Or we'll go into a restaurant and we'll eat food. We'll go into a nice restaurant, or we'll even go into a Burger King or a McDonald's, whatever the case might be, and we'll trust the people that prepared the food, or even in some cases, made the food. And man's nature is to question the God that said, I'm not a man that I should lie, but don't question man who's fallible. Yet God's infallible, and his word's immutable, unchangeable. And man changes his mind all the time. That's why the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Right? Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Well, that's a different story, but it does apply here. But isn't it interesting how we trust everybody else? We trust everybody else, but we don't trust God. Shame on us. And we don't want to live that way. Lord, increase my faith. Okay, I got to go there too. Isn't it interesting? When the Lord wants to teach you faith, what does he do? Let me bring you to a swimming pool, for example. You know, the apostles prayed that the Lord would increase their faith. They wanted to be like Christ. They wanted to know God the Father like Christ. And they did as they seen Christ. And remember, the apostles could only do that which they seen their Father do. And they could only say the things that they heard their Father say. That's what the apostles said. So it is for us. But isn't it interesting, when you ask the Lord to teach you faith, things get worse. Lord, why are things getting worse? You just told me to increase your faith. It's like when the Lord had 5,000 men that needed to be fed, and he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Right? And he prayed to the Father, and once he prayed to the Father and gave thanks, he gave to his apostles, and the apostles distributed all this food, bread and fish, to all 5,000 of them, that there was left 12 baskets. Whoa, what a miracle. And by the way, that was just the men. That wasn't the women and children as well. So Jesus just showed them who he was and what he could do. Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. He did that. That our faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So he showed them who he was. And then before you knew it, they were on a boat and a storm came. And Jesus was in the back of the boat sleeping. And his apostles, when that storm came down on that lake, that sea of Galilee, they freaked out and they went back there and said, save us lest we perish. And the Bible says that he calmed the sea. He calmed the sea. So all he did is pray to the Lord, and here it goes. The storm's over with. And then he said to them, oh, you of little faith. Why is it that we doubt our Creator, but we believe fallen man? We need more of the Holy Ghost, don't we, friends? Yes, we do. When the Lord teaches you faith, he puts you in a pool. Just a metaphor. Just a parable. He puts you in a swimming pool when you ask for more faith, and then he pulls the bottom out so you might learn to swim. That's how the Lord teaches me. In every area of my life, that's how the Lord teaches me. Okay? See, I know people want freebies. Well, listen, it's a free gift. But you have to learn in the process. Okay? You know, and another one of trust, friends, is really coming to this. I want to go back to trust now. It's like a little boy. I seen a little boy one day go to the top of the stairs, and the daddy said to him, jump. And the little boy didn't think twice concerning his earthly daddy. And he jumped off the top of the stairs into his daddy's arms. Why is it that it's so hard for us to trust? Well, it depends upon what we're meditating upon. And if we're weak in faith, then we need to stay in the Word until we absolutely know it's settled and it resonates within every part of our body, our being, body, mind, soul, and spirit, period. Okay? I got to finish this up. I got two more minutes. I love those little Holy Ghost trails. The Bible says air has weight, Job 28, verse 25. Science then teaches air was weightless. Science now teaches air has weight. The Bible teaches wind blows in cyclones, Ecclesiastes 1:6. Science used to teach wind blows straight. Really? Or were you standing in between two buildings or something? I don't know. Right? But science now teaches us that wind blows in cyclones. Of course it does. Look at your hair when the wind blows. Jesus even used that as an analogy concerning those that would be saved and those that wouldn't be. Born of the Spirit. The wind bloweth, you know not where it cometh from, he said in King James. Going on, blood is the source of life and health, of course. This is found in Leviticus 17:11. Science used to teach sick people must be bled. Science now teaches blood is the source of life and health. Okay. The Bible teaches ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. That's right. I remember a guy flew over the top of the Pacific Ocean going from California to Hawaii. And he said, look at how vast this ocean is. He said, yeah, that's just the surface. 2 Samuel 22, verse 16, and Jonah 2:6, valleys and mountains the ocean floor contains. Science used to teach the ocean floor was flat. Today, ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains, of course. Ocean contains springs, Job 38, verse 16. Used to teach that ocean fed only by rivers and rain. Today they teach what the Bible taught and teaches. Ocean contains springs. When dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Leviticus 15:13, common sense again comes into play. Science used to teach hands washed in still water. Okay? Well, that makes sense. Contain the germ, right? Hands washed in still water. The Bible is always taught when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Of course, to wash away that which contaminates or the germs within. So again, friends, I'm just here reinforcing what I know to be true. Beyond believing, friends, we know that the Word of God is true by a living testimony. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.